honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone. Lisa is away today, so I'll be hosting the show solo. I'm always excited to have today's guest on our show. Carol Alt is the ultimate pioneer, always looking for new ideas and frontiers. And I had the opportunity to meet Carol in person a few months ago. And I can honestly say that she practices what she preaches. And I absolutely love her. A legendary supermodel, best-selling author on raw food nutrition. I am so happy to have you back on the show today, Carol. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Andrea. You know what the best part of that introduction was? What? That you love me.
I do. And you know what? It was so great. I mean, I keep saying it. I loved spending time with you. And I really, we had so much in common. And, you know, when you meet people that have the same interests and really love the industry the way we do, it's like old friends, right? So thank you. And I do. I absolutely love having you on the show and love that we connected. So let's talk about the importance of rest. I mean, what is your definition of it? And really, how can we get more of it? Because I am listening.
You know, I have to tell you, I just finished the book tour, as you know, because you came to visit me in my office when I was kind of in the midst of it. And at one point, I was so exhausted that I literally couldn't remember things. I started to put things down, forget where they were. I would miss appointments. And at one point, I actually even completely canceled an interview because it was just like, you know, it's just too much. I'm so tired. And never in my life had I ever canceled anything because I was so tired. And I kept thinking, isn't this strange what's happening to my body? I started thinking, perhaps I'm you know, getting to the point where I'm losing my memory. Maybe I'm having a preliminary Alzheimer's. I mean, I was thinking all kinds of stuff because it literally was that bad. And then I went away on vacation. I took a week off. And, you know, by the fourth or fifth day, I finally kind of felt myself again. And I realized, you know, rest is so important. And if you're not sleeping well, and if you don't take time off and just let the brain cells relax, because we live in such a high stress world. And if we're not producing, I mean, people are always saying, so what are you doing next? So what are you doing next? Okay, and what do you do tomorrow? And oh, what are you working on? And you feel this constant need to go, go, go. And really, sometimes taking a step back can help you make those two steps forward. Do you know what I mean? It's just really important
totally
just to like take your breath.
I love that you said that because you're right. I mean, it's like, you know, what are you doing next or what are you going to do? And it's like you're almost in competition to keep going and keep, you know, plowing away at what you're doing. So I love that you said that is, you know, giving ourselves permission to really take that step back and relaxing. And, you know, it even comes down to maybe doing something as simple as doing yoga, right? Carol, does it have to be, you know, taking a vacation or can be just kind of taking a rest or a break from what we're doing in our daily grind?
You know, I do my yoga every day. But I always find that if the phone is ringing and it's somebody I need to speak with, I end up taking the phone because our phones are always constantly with us. What I did for the week was I took the phone and turned it off.
Good for
and
you.
I only checked in with it every other day or so with just email. I think the problem is we never, if you think of something at midnight, you pick up the phone, you email it or you text it, and the person on the other end, even if it's midnight, is going like, oh, shoot, yeah, I forgot about that. And they answer back. And we never, I know that these gadgets are supposed to make life easier and things more convenient. We can be out of our office and still do the stuff that we used to do at our desks. I remember the days of waiting for a telephone call to come in. And you couldn't leave the office. You had to have somebody sitting by the phone because you were waiting for this call to come in. Okay,
right.
I get that these gadgets give us a little bit more freedom. At the same time, they've enslaved us. They've literally enslaved us because we have them with us 24/7. They sit by our bed at night. If it buzzes, you hear it. I mean, my phone buzzes in my bag during a meeting and my bag is across the room. I know it's buzzing. It's almost like I have a telepathy with my own dang phone. And what I did was I just turned it off. It wasn't just a, you know, an hour yoga thing. It was I went away, turned everything off and just recuperated and allowed my brain to relax and my body to relax.
Good for you. I think that's such wise and important words, especially in our, you know, this day and age, and really, you know, just taking a step back and just even, you know, like you said, it's regenerating ourselves. Because, you know, I love that you said that you didn't do the interview because you were so tired, because really, if you did do that interview, you might have said something that you didn't want to say, or you might have said the wrong thing, or you might have said it in a wrong way. So I love that you actually were, you know, in touch with yourself enough to say, you know what, hey, whoa, I'm too tired to do this. I am not going to do this interview. So good for you. I think that's so amazing.
Well, I was able to reschedule it, which always helps if you can reschedule something, for mm-hmm. sure. I was able to mm-hmm. reschedule it, and everybody was fine with it. And it's, you know, rescheduled on my, so I didn't completely cancel, but I just canceled it for that day because I was just like, you know what? Just too much. Just, I just can't do anymore. And yeah, when you're not 100%, you make mistakes. If you're an accountant, you'll make mistakes adding, which can be devastating to a client. If you're a doctor, or, you know, we have such mm-hmm. high-pressure jobs, and people go, go, go all the time. And, you know, you have to be careful of everything. And you have to make your area where you're sleeping literally like your oasis. I mean, I told you, mm-hmm. I think a couple weeks back, that I got the EMF tent for over my bed.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Before I put the thing up, I had like 12,000 EMFs hitting my bed. That means it's hitting my body. And now I have zero. When that tent goes down, it's zero. So it's quiet. My body's not being attacked. And that's also what I felt when I went away, that there was no Wi-Fi around. There was nothing around. I had to go to a special spot to get Wi-Fi. So I felt like I wasn't being hit with EMFs. I was being hit with negative ions from the sea. And man, it just made the world a difference for me. I came back refreshed and feeling younger and looking younger, because when I left, I was so stressed. I was so pale. I was so tired. And people don't realize that that ages you and it destroys your health. And if we're talking about health all the time on the show, it's really important that people understand that there are many different aspects to health, not just eating well, not just drinking the right things, not just breathing the right air, but sometimes you just need to go like, you know what, I got to turn that on switch off for a weekend, a few days.
Yeah, and unplugging.
For me, I mm-hmm. needed a week.
Yeah, and definitely unplugging. And I think that's a really good point. You know, we have about a minute left. What are some other tips you could share? So let's say, you know, you can't go away on a vacation. What are some easier or mini ways that people could do and unplug?
Andrea, you can go down to the beach, go to a park, go to a waterside somewhere. I think the problem in our brains is that we think that we have to spend money to relax, to get away from it all. Leave your phone home and go to a park. Hmm. You know, that. Inside a park, usually they can't Wi-Fi you to death. You know, go. You just say, I'm going to go for 3 days. Every day I'm just going to go to the park because I can't get away for, you know, a vacation. I can't afford it. 3 days, I'm just going to leave my place in the morning and go and lay in the park and get some sun, get some rays, take a little picnic with me and just get out of the office, get out of the home, get away from the Wi-Fi, get away from the telephone. We have to do it. We have to do it. And everybody's looking for excuses not to.
Yeah. And, you know, connecting with nature, I mean, you make a really good point by saying go to the park, because really connecting with nature helps to ground us. And when we're grounded, we're feeling, you know, we feel automatically more relaxed and in touch with our earth, which we definitely tend to not be so much just with, you know, being connected the way we are with technology. So, Carol, thank you so much. I mean, it's summer out there now, which is easier for, you know, many of us to be able to take vacation. So we definitely highly recommend taking some time off if you can to regenerate. You can learn more about Carol. You can visit her at her website at carolalt.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @ModelCarolAlt. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please get some rest and stay well.